Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Philip Schwabe, 87, of rural Muscadet, died last Monday at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque, Iowa, after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to be held in the Pulaski Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Memorials may be directed to preserving Pulaski Church. Philip Schwabe is survived by his son Jonathan of Muscadet, daughter Susan and Peter Field of Park Forest, Illinois, two granddaughters, three great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Philip Schwabe, 87, of rural Muscadet. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87, died Friday at Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua. A service will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel, with burial in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Thursday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua or St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family. Shelby Thingvold is survived by three daughters, Jean and Mike McDaniel, Jane Hackett, and Susan and David Gardner, all of Boscobel. Three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sisters Cree Peasley and Shirley Karowski, a brother, Mason and Carol Zychek, sisters-in-law, Betty Zychek and Marcia Devine, along with many other close relatives and friends. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, April 22nd at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday, April 21st, from 4 until 7, and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday, April 22nd, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Donna Meyer is survived by her children, Jeff and Susan Meyer, and Vicki and Jamie Edges, all of Sextonville, Jackie and Steve Thompson of Madison, and John and Heather Meyer of Loyal. Seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Steve Madsen, 75, died unexpectedly Friday. A family celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Steve Madsen is survived by his wife, Pat, daughter, Angela and Brandon Wilson, son, Nate and Nicole Madsen, three granddaughters, siblings, Dick and Barb Madsen, Judy and Jeff Wilcox, Jim and Carolyn Madsen, and Mark and Ellen Madsen. Brothers-in-laws, Dave and Marianne Lilich, Ron and Monica Lilich, and Brian Roderick. Many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Steve Madsen, age 75. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday, April 23rd, at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. John Nepomuk Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday, April 22nd, from 4 until 7, with the rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church Wednesday, April 23rd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. John Nepomuk Cemetery or Grant County Hospice. John Biba is survived by his wife, Jane, of 64 years. Five children, Kathy and Pat Neff and Cindy and Jim Hatch, all of Muscadet. Steve and Lori Biba of Endeavor. Linda and David Lewis of Avoca. And Jeff and Jenny Biba of Muscadet. 11 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge. Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel, died Thursday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 o'clock at Five Points Lutheran Church with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at Five Points Lutheran Church Wednesday, April 23rd from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Faye Blado is survived by her children, John and Darlene Blado of Mount Zion, Barb and Gary Degenhart of Boscobel, Mary and Mike Knight of Soldiers Grove, Wayne Blado of Roqua, and Sue and Kenneth Fry of Mount Zion. 21 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, two sisters, Gert Taylor of Muscadet, and Jeannie and Jerry Sealing of Madison, sisters-in-law, Levina Powers of Prairie du Chien, Nancy Nelson of Boscobel, Eileen Stanbeck of Onalaska, and Margie Olson of Avoca, and brother and sister-in-law, Bill and Dorothy Blado of Boscobel. Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel.